Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome back to another episode, or our first episode of the Champions League. I'm joined by Sergio and Boris. Boris is a new guest on the show. So, Boris, how are you doing?
Good, man. Good, man. Good to be here.
Good, good. Sergio, how are you doing?
Doing great, as always. Happy to be here. How are you doing, Yop?
I'm doing actually terrible, but... You know, we're here anyways, after last night. Arguably, should have hanged myself and just called quits on this all, but we're here. So today we're going to run through the games that just have happened about 2 days ago, or 2 days ago, about the PSG-Barcelona game, as well as the others. And we're going to give our predictions on the future, who we think is going to win the tournament, and yeah, just give our thoughts pretty much. So, Boris, what were your thoughts on the PSG-Barcelona game?
I really can't say I'm surprised by the results. Since past year, I already thought Barcelona was lacking quality and team spirit. So it wasn't a big surprise that they... fell off this year and lost so hard to PSG.
Mm-hmm. Sergio, do you have anything to add on to that?
I mean, it was either Barca was going to win by a lot or PSG was going to win by a lot. And then obviously it didn't go very well for Barca, even though there were some refereeing decisions which were a bit dodgy, like the Moise Kean handball inside the box. Would have changed the whole game, in my opinion. But honestly, I don't like Barca, so I can't really complain about the result.
Wait, what minute was the handball in?
I'm not sure, but I know it was 1-0 when it happened. So, yeah, it's a big impact on the whole game.
Do you think that, first of all, the penalty should have been a penalty, or do you think it was a bit of a...
Yeah, I think it was a penalty. Because obviously there was contact and it just stripped him. It's still a penalty. I mean, the PSG players didn't really complain, so just give a penalty if they're not complaining.
What about you, Boris? did you think it was a penalty or not?
Well, when I saw the first, I didn't think so. But when I saw the replays, I thought it was a penalty. Yes, it was a clear foul. And it surely hindered him.
Yeah, I mean, you were telling me otherwise on the WhatsApp, but yeah, you know, it was a penalty. Yeah, go on.
After I saw the replay, I could see the contact a lot clearer, so that changed my mind.
Okay, because I swear it was a cross, and then Frenkie de Jong was going to get there, but it was like he just got tapped and then fell over.
Yeah.
Right. A player that really surprised, I think, everyone, or well, not necessarily surprised, but played very well in Neymar's absence was Kylian Mbappe. Obviously, scored a hat-trick. Very impressive stuff from the 20-year-old Frenchman. What were your thoughts on his performance, Sergio?
I think he's 22 first. He's not 20.
Erling is 20.
Erling's 20, but... I mean, Mbappe's good. It's a bit cocky. Do you see what he said to Jordi Alba? Jordi Alba's like, "You're too big for your boots." And then he was like, "If I see you on the street, I'll murder you." And I was like, Jesus Christ. I mean, he's a good player. The goals he scored were decent as well, especially in the first one was actually really decent. So, I mean, just well done to him. Can't really... same month, nothing else, except it's good for the future. There's more talent coming through or finally shining.
Yeah, what about you, Boris? Were you surprised with Kylian Mbappe? What do you think of the goals?
Yeah, I don't have much to add on what Sergio said. What surprised me a lot, I don't watch a lot of Mbappe, but his speed, yeah, it surprised me. In passing the defenders of Barca, he made it look easy. And I know I said Barca isn't that great, but he really showed that he's on a different level than their players. So that was pleasant to watch.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree more. He was phenomenal. I think the first goal, especially where he dribbles past like everyone, such close control in the box, in the 16-yard box. Yeah, that is skill. That's not just speed and the finish there as well was very good. Did you move on to?
Hold on, Job. For that first goal, I'd like to add. Ousmane Dembele is utter fucking shit. The first goal was because he didn't defend, and then Pique got mad at Griezmann for Dembele not defending, and Dembele, he's just so bad. Honestly, the only thing he does is run and then fucking kick the ball out. He's so bad. He's so overpriced, and then Griezmann's just getting the blame for it.
Who are you talking about?
Dembele.
Oh, agreed.
It's very fucking shit.
Yes.
So much potential for Dembele. Turn to shit.
You know, he played very well that game, though. Huh? Moise Kean played very well.
I think everybody played a really good game for PSG, I think. I don't know. I just don't like the fact that Messi is captain and he's not really a captain, if that makes sense.
Mm.
Like, it's a bit like Feyenoord where you have Berghuis just the main person and then... Yeah, just really selfish and doesn't play for the team, if that makes sense.
Who do you give the captain's armband to then? Who do you make captain?
For Barcelona.
Yeah, and for Feyenoord as well.
Like Piqué, probably, or Ter Stegen. I think Ter Stegen has been at the club for a very long time as well. So, yeah, I think Ter Stegen would be a good fit.
For Feyenoord.
For Feyenoord, I'd probably say Botteguin or someone. He speaks Spanish and can play.
So he's Brazilian.
Yeah, but he can speak Spanish and Dutch. And like, my man is like mad with languages. Right. So yeah, I'd probably say Botteguin because the defense is all Spanish and not Dutch. So, you know, it works out. Moving on to the Liverpool game then. Were you surprised by Liverpool's performance after they have been so shit recently? Or.
I mean, I'd just quickly like to add, Kabak is actually in the Champions League team of the week, if you look at UEFA. So props to Kabak, the legend himself.
Yeah.
7.5 rating. Incredible player, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I expected Upamecano to do more. He just gifted them two goals and then give that ball to Salah. He's not going to miss. Give it to Mane. He's not going to miss either. He's the best player in the world, so... Yeah, I mean, I'd say I'm surprised because I expected Leipzig to win, but it's not too surprising, if you get what I mean.
Yeah, what about you, Boris? What were your thoughts on the game? Did you watch the game at all?
I watched the replay, not the entire game.
Yeah, the highlights, yeah.
Yeah, it was decent. Who did I play against?
They played Leipzig. Against Leipzig.
Yeah, Leipzig just threw the game. I expected more from Liverpool, to be honest. The two goals they were gifted, yeah, they finished them up nicely, but I thought they should have made another one just to make the statement of, like, we are better than the other teams because the goals they scored were just fouls of the defenders, not really... showing off that they were the better team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. I mean, I agree with you guys that maybe a third or even a fourth goal would have been nice because, like you guys been saying, that the goals were gifted to them. So, you know, it would have always been nice. But I think it's a good result, obviously, away from home as well, which means that They're now in like the best spot. Same with PSG. Four away goals in the Champions League is so important. But with Barcelona versus PSG, you never know, you know? Because last time was 4-0 for PSG and then Barcelona
still that second game where Barcelona won 6-1, the referees were a bit dodgy.
Yeah,
it's
no,
kind of
true.
Gifted to Barcelona, but...
Yeah. I mean, it was spectacular, nevertheless. Right, so then moving on to Porto-Juventus, arguably the most surprising... Well, not arguably, but the most surprising game of yesterday where Porto beat Juventus 2-1. The first goal, Boris, do you want to talk to me about it?
Yeah, I don't know. Juventus was playing the first 30 seconds really odd in my eyes. I don't see them pulling back that much when they start their game. So it was really surprising that they made such a big mistake, and there was a lot of confusion, I think, around it. Not communicated well, not played into each other. I think they just had lack of... They underestimated their opponent and thought we can start chill while Porto was guessing the first minute.
Yeah. What about you, Sergio? Do you agree or do you disagree? What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with that. But also, it happened a few times in the game where Chesney was just giving the ball away for no reason, playing around the back too much. I don't really know if that's what Pirlo wanted, but it's true. Juventus is very reliant on Ronaldo. Like, they need him too much because realistically, they're not doing anything without him. They scored one goal, which was, it was a decent goal, but the game was just so boring. There's nothing really happened. It was just mistake after mistake for Juventus. So I don't know. I don't think Pirlo should have the job. Jesus, your job. Anyways, what did you think of the game, Job?
I mean, I mainly watched the Sevilla Dortmund game, but I was talking to Boris when he called me, and he sounded very excited the fact that they just gifted Porto the ball. But I mean, it's just stupid that you pass the ball back to your keeper like that. I think Bentancur was the player that passed it back to Chesney, or attempted to pass it back, I'm pretty sure. And then I think, was it Chesney that passed it into the player? Or
no, the player just slid.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's a poor start. I mean, it's Champions League football. Surely you expect more from a Juventus side than being so relaxed and, you know, like 2 minutes in conceding.
Maybe
like
they
that.
Were too relaxed. They were too true. Confident, too cocky.
But fair play to Porto, still that. You know, there's not many clubs that can, well, in recent years that can beat Juventus. Especially like the size of Porto. Nobody expected Porto to go and win. So yeah,
will we see another underdog story that the Ajax on?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention it. Ajax did it a couple of years ago, and they
did they
beat the shit out of FIFA.
And Real Madrid.
I don't recall that. What year was that? the year when Lucas Moura scored that hat trick. Yeah.
Yeah.
The time wasting. Yeah.
When Onana threw the fucking Champions League away
because he's on drugs.
Yeah.
Even then, he wasn't thinking clear because the drugs wore off. No, I'm joking. Did any of you watch the Sevilla Dortmund game or?
Yeah, I watched the Sevilla Dortmund game, of course.
What were your thoughts?
I don't know. I think Sevilla had like 65% possession in like the first half, and then they went 3-1 down. So I was really disappointed. But then Luc de Jong scored a crucial goal to make it 3-2. So Sevilla, I think Sevilla can still put it back, honestly. Like, fair play to Haaland, because he's obviously good. Like, you know what I don't like about Haaland? The way he defends.
He
pushes people. Yeah, the way he pressures. Firstly, when they defend, he just walks around. And then when he gets close to someone, he just tries to shove him. Or like punch him in the face, and then he has a really short temper. Like Sancho dived, it was kind of felt like he dived, and Haaland sprinted across the pitch to try to square up to a guy that's half his size. Like, I don't know, man. Haaland's such a weird guy. But, you know, fair enough. And the goal, the first goal from Dortmund for Dahoud. Dahoud, yeah, that's a great goal. That's what I can really say.
What about you, Boris? Did you watch any? Did you watch the highlights again?
Yeah. Haaland, I think he's an amazing player. I would say he's on the same caliber as Mbappe, in my opinion. He's such a machine, and he has such determination in his eyes when he's like going for a goal, and he's like the Mike Tyson of scoring, man. He's like, he does it with bad intentions. He really wants to destroy the keeper, and I love to see that. Yeah, he destroys anything that comes in his way, and I think that's beautiful to watch. So, yeah, I'm impressed by his performance.
His shot power as well.
The shot power. The finishing as well. His left and right foot are just similar, I'm pretty sure. Do you guys think that Mbappe and Haaland can reach the same levels as is it Messi, Ronaldo? I put it up on the Instagram. Two people said yes, and the rest said no.
No way.
I think so, actually.
Really?
Because times are evolving, technology is evolving, training is evolving. I think we did not reach our top yet. And with upcoming years in like nutrition and training schedules and sleeping schedules, I think there is a lot of work outside of the court that can be upped in quality. So I think that they will have an advantage there. And if they have the motivation, I think they can surpass like Cristiano Ronaldo or Messi, but Cristiano Ronaldo is not even finished yet. So,
yeah, that's true. Because obviously we see Zlatan is 39 and he's still going. Yeah. Ronaldo will still probably be up scoring in those years as well.
I mean, you can make the same arguments for them. Like, unless one of them gets a really bad injury, which means that they have to end their career like early.
That's the thing. I feel like so many young talents are being put under so much pressure. Injuries are too frequent for them. It's just being a bit over.
I mean, the stat I've got here, I don't know if it's like actually correct, but Ronaldo scored 763 career goals, meaning that Haaland would have to score 44 goals a year until he's 35 to get there. And Mbappe has to score 50 goals a year to beat that till he's 35, when he's 35. So that is, I mean, a long way to go. But the things that Boris said did make sense. If they train and you know, science and sports, that could have a benefit for them. But personally, I don't think they're going to do the same. And I think they're going to be looked at differently compared to Cristiano Ronaldo and Messi. Do you guys agree? Or?
Yeah, I'd say so. There's a lot of media now, so be influenced a lot by the media.
And I think if you compare Messi and Ronaldo to Mbappe and Neymar, they're not even like similar. Like
I think Neymar.
Mbappe, sorry, did I say Neymar
and Mbappe? You said Mbappe and Neymar, I mean Mbappe and Haaland.
Yeah. If you compare like Haaland to maybe Ronaldo, I don't think that's like they're not similar. I think Haaland is just going to beat Zlatan Ibrahimovic on steroids, right? That's what I think. He looks like tall, big, and strong, and he's kind of pacey still, but he's not got the same athleticism that Ronaldo has, and Mbappe is never going to jump 2 meters up in the air and then still win headers. So I don't know. I don't see them come. I can see them come close, but I think also that they're going to be compared to Cristiano Ronaldo and Messi because they're the next big thing. So I'd expect that to happen, but which I think is an unfair thing because obviously Messi and Ronaldo scored free kicks left, right, and center, mostly Messi in recent years. But, you know, But if you look at the goals, I think they can come very close.
Would you say that João Félix is going to be a next Neymar?
No, I think it's going to be Jadon Sancho. I think Jadon Sancho is Sancho is going to miss out on Ballon d'Ors, but I think he's actually one of the really good players.
Do you think João Félix will win the Ballon d'Or?
I don't know. What do you think, Boris? Do you think João Félix will win a Ballon d'Or?
Oof. I think he can, but I don't think he will. He's injured a lot of the times, right?
Well, yeah, he had injury, but he had Corona. That's why he couldn't play the last few matches. But he's back for the Chelsea game, so.
Sorry?
He's back to play in the Champions League against Chelsea. Mm. So we'll have to see how he does there.
Yeah, that's definitely crucial. But if you look at his body shape, I think he's a very fragile player, just like Neymar. He has skinny calves. He's slick. He's really, I think that gives him a lot of speed advantages and in close areas. But I think that will also be a main reason of overtraining too quickly and just not able to keep up with other players.
Yeah, and also he gets fouled a lot like Neymar.
Mm.
So he'll get a bad foul one time and then her career will be over. Hopefully not while he's at Atletico though, because obviously we want him to win the Champions League this year with us.
we'll get to that in a second, who we think is going to win the Champions League. But there's an interesting comparison you made there, Sergio, with Neymar João Félix, because obviously in the last 10, 20 years it was always been Ronaldo and Messi being the Ballon d'Or winners, but then you had that one year where Modric won, right? So when that happens with maybe Mbappe and Haaland, you can see maybe Phil Foden, Sancho, or João Félix getting a Ballon d'Or. Is that realistic, or do you think it's going to be way closer than I'm predicting it to be?
I think it's going to be like Sancho, Haaland, Foden, João Félix, and Mbappe. They're going to be like the five of them at the top, but then there'll be like three that will stand out every year, I think.
And also,
that doesn't really make sense, but yeah.
But also, the thing is with Mbappe and Haaland are real goal scoring threats, whereas with João Félix it's less, right? And with Sancho it's less, and with Foden it's less because they obviously play in different positions. Do you think that's going to play a role in the Ballon d'Or in the future?
Yeah, definitely. Snyder or Iniesta or Xavi didn't win the Ballon d'Or in 2010 because Messi scored more goals. Didn't count in the assists realistically, so it's just mostly about goal scoring at this point, because the Ballon d'Or was always won by an attacker, except like Cannavaro and Modric that one year because he did well with Croatia. But no, I don't think the likes of João Félix and Jadon Sancho, because Foden scores more goals, but Jadon Sancho and João Félix are more playmakers, so I don't think they'll have that much of a chance. That's the other attackers.
Boris, do you think, I'm going to throw in a defender, Matthijs de Ligt is a future Ballon d'Or winner, or am I going insane here?
I think you're going insane. He's a good player, but he makes too many mistakes, maybe because he's a little bit young and inexperienced, but I think he's a little bit, yeah, I don't know if it's the correct word, squirky, or like, he's like, yeah, he's the guy that will tip a glass over in your house when he's turning.
Clumsy. Yeah.
So, I think he's a little bit too clumsy to have the finesse that a Ballon d'Or winner should have.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I mean, I think it was last year where he gave away like three penalties in three games. So yeah, he's a bit clumsy, but I think he's a good defender. Do you have any other recommendations who you think is gonna potentially win the Ballon d'Or then, or are those four the guys that are gonna be battling out?
I don't know. Maybe I'm going crazy by saying this, but I really like Lewa this year. Lewandowski.
Or are you going insane? Because he's not going to be playing in the next 10 years, is he? He's going to retire. But Lewandowski,
this year?
This year, Lewandowski should probably arguably win it.
No, I don't know, man. He's playing a really good season.
Yeah.
His last season actually was insane. And this season he's also playing really good with Bayern München. So I don't see why he should.
Shouldn't. Yeah, really. Okay. We're going to move on then from the Ballon d'Or, which took a bit of a U-turn, unexpected. We're now going to predict a little bit further ahead. Who? Give me your top three who you think is going to make a really good chance of winning the Champions League. Sergio, do you want to start us off?
Without bias.
Without bias or with bias, I don't mind.
All right, without bias or with bias. Man City. Obviously, Bayern Munich. Actually, I don't think Bayern Munich will. I think Man City. PSG. And I'm not going to say Atleti because I can't be biased. So I'll say Juventus.
What about you, Boris? What are your thoughts? Top three.
Well, definitely Bayern. I think they will, if I can make a small prediction already, I think they will win. Man City is also in my top. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe PSG. I don't see Juventus winning or becoming top three. I think Dybala is still injured till for a long time. He can't play the Champions League, I think. Mm-hmm. Am I wrong?
You are wrong.
Yeah, he's injured. I'm sorry? Otter.
Really? Were they injured?
Yeah, Otter and Dybala are both injured.
So he was on the bench yesterday?
I just know he's injured.
Oh, right. He might be injured, he might not be. We never
know for how long?
Let me check.
No, he's not injured. Arthur might be. But
Arthur is injured, definitely.
Yeah. But Dybala was wasn't playing yesterday, but was on the bench. So Dybala is getting fit, I reckon.
Okay. Well, then Juventus has a good shot. But I see German football ruling this year. I see Borussia beating Juve.
That's true. I can agree. Yeah.
I mean, I'm gonna go with I think Manchester City, PSG, and Atletico Madrid.
Yes, thank you.
Not being biased or anything, but I think they are performing. Atletico are performing very well, very solid. If they can keep their whole squad fit, I think they would. And with the point advantage they have in the league, there's no pressure in the league, or like no pressure anywhere.
Points.
Yeah, but like the gap is like you've got a safety net, if that makes sense. So you can fully focus on the Champions League, as well as just picking up points now. So not every game is like a final for you guys that you have to win because Real Madrid or Barcelona is like 3 points behind you before you get taken over.
No, so I'd say the matches have been a bit, like the match schedule has been a bit fucked. We played Wednesday, play on Saturday, my birthday, so we better win. And then we play on Tuesday. So we have three games in the space of less than a week. Oof. And we have a lot of players that aren't in the squad because they're injured, they've got Corona, or they're banned. Like Trippier, which is kind of dumb. So, you know, I'm shitting myself for next week because if we lose against Chelsea, I'm going to get violated from every angle.
I think Atletico will go maybe even all the way. There's a little bit of an outside show, I reckon. Even though like Real Atletico Madrid are having one of their best seasons, so it's a bit strange to say that they're not even in the top three. but I think they have a really good chance. And there's the one title which I think they will prioritize over anything, because you've won the league a couple of seasons ago as well. So you haven't won the Champions League yet, which is the same. So I'm going to say that a non-winning, a team that hasn't won the Champions League yet is going to win the Champions League. So that being PSG, Man City, or Atletico, I think.
That's actually pretty decent.
Yeah, I think one of them is going to win it for the first time. Because
as long as Atleti beat Chelsea, I'm happy. That's what I mean. Because my pride, if Atleti lose, my pride will be destroyed for years. Because there's so many Chelsea, bro. There's so many Chelsea fans. There's Kieran. There's Sean. There's my best mate. There's people in school who support Chelsea, bro. If we lose against Chelsea, I'm going to get related. So yes. Anyways, moving on from how that's going.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have a lot of, like, your heart rate is going to be, like, through the roof when you're playing Chelsea, but you've got two games anyway, so, you know, that
yeah, exactly. We've got two games. We drawn the first one, and they scored in the last minute in the second one to win 1-0 on both legs.
I mean, how good would it be if Suarez just won you the Champions League?
You know what would be better? If Marcus Llorente won us the Champions League?
Of course. I mean, one of the two, because they both got let go by the rivals, Barcelona and Real Madrid. So it's like a fuck you to them in their faces.
And Mario Hermoso as well. Mario Hermoso.
Yeah.
Got released from Real Madrid.
I mean, Atletico is my outside shout, but I think PSG, if they don't meet beforehand, I think PSG-Manchester City is a realistic final. But maybe even, I mean, it's going to be interesting when Bayern play one of these three teams and what will happen then. And also, like, Liverpool are still in it. Don't think they can go all the way. I think quarterfinals will be where they get stopped. But you know that Liverpool could be. I think Chelsea as well. If Chelsea beat Atletico, I think Chelsea can do very good, because they haven't conceded yet from any other opposition apart from their centre back Rudiger. So you know, I think they can. They can go very far as well if Atletico don't show up. But overall, who's your shout then? Overall, one, you're going to name one club. Who do you think, Boris?
Yeah, I have to stick with Bayern München here. I just, I didn't watch them the last couple of weeks, but maybe they are out of shape now. But what I saw of them before, they are just a phenomenal team. They just play so well together. They have a top finisher, multiple, and I don't see them losing to any of the other teams. That's more what I'm envisioning.
Okay, what about you, Sergio? So we have Bayern Munich to win from.
I'd say Man City. City 17 games in a row without losing, or 17 games winning. Sorry. Pep Guardiola effect.
Do you think he's actually going to win it outside of Barcelona, the Champions League? Because he hasn't won it with Bayern, did he? And he hasn't gone past the semi-final, I think it was, or the quarter-final with Manchester City.
Manchester City this year is, like, very strong. And all the teams aren't as strong, so...
Yeah,
I think see how the fixtures go as well.
I think with Manchester City as well, like, you saw De Bruyne, their best player, gets injured. They're fine. They've got Gundogan. They've got Foden to replace him. So that squad depth is good. Whereas with Bayern Munich, you lose maybe Lewandowski and it all goes to shit because they don't really have a good back. They've got
Choupo-Moting.
Yeah, but he's only a player for like 90 minutes.
But Man City also has Sterling. I mean, he's a terrible player. And they have Jesus and... I don't know. That are like the worst two players I saw in the last decade.
Wow. Shots from Boris.
Those who have Sergio Aguero.
Yeah, true.
Sorry?
Sergio Aguero.
Aguero.
Yeah.
Who's injured?
Who do you think you're up? Is going to win?
I'm going to put a tenner on Atletico to go all the way.
I know. You see, you're just jinxing at this point. you're putting so much pressure on Atleti. They're going to lose the podcast, and it's just going to get in their heads, and they're going to lose.
Yeah, they're going to listen to this podcast. I mean, we have thousands of listeners anyway.
To say it.
No, Atleti squad is listening right now. So, you know, you do you. No,
For Saladi.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to say Atletico Madrid to win. I'm not going to put a 10 on it.
And men of the tournament? Who's going to be the
player
the
of the tournament?
That's a good question.
I'm going to back that. Marcus Llorente.
No, it's not going to be an Atletico player. I'm going to say, I think it's going to be Mbappe, because I think if they don't lose against Barca, they'll lose in the next round. So it's between Haaland, Kimmich, and Foden.
Wow. Okay. Pick one then. Go on, quick.
Haaland.
All right. What about you, Boris? To round it up.
Yeah, I also think it will be... I think it will be Mbappé, like major... by major decision, but I probably think it will be Haaland.
Haaland. So yes. We got Llorente and then two Haalands, all right?
I'll change mine then. I'll say Gundogan.
Wow.
So we don't have two of the same player.
Okay. All right. Well, that was it, because it's going to shut down any minute now. So thank you very much for listening. Thank you guys for joining me. Do you want to say something real quick? Because I don't think we've got that long. If it cuts out, it cuts out. So yeah, anything.
Thank you for listening. Hope you stay till the end. Cheers to our editor, Jakub. Make sure you check him out on Instagram and on YouTube, JMXS Beats. He does lo-fi beats for everyone. He's a very talented guy, and thanks to him again.
If you have any feedback, etc., or any questions you want to get cover in the episodes, let us know in our DMs or on the Gmail as well. So without further ado, thank you very much for listening, and we will see you later.